There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
We are joined by the head coach of the Dawgs, Kirby Smart, joining us here in Athens. Coach, always good to see you. 9 years already. Can you believe it? Here at
flown
Georgia?
Flown by, man. It's flown by 9 years. Well, they say the days are long, but the years are short.
Yeah.
Somebody said that.
Well, as a parent, too. It feels that way as a parent.
That's probably why I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
I got three kids that'll drive you nuts.
How nuts? Like a scale of 1 to 10, what level are we at with the kids these days?
Well, it depends on which kid.
Yeah.
You know, they're all different, they all have their different qualities that drive you nuts.
Are you okay with...
I got to go to the office, please. I got to get away from the kids.
Get me out of here.
Are you okay with the... Do you have a favorite kid? Is it dependent upon...
absolutely not.
Yeah. Oh, not?
Not.
Oh.
Can't have a favorite kid.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I love in all different ways. They're all different in their strengths and weaknesses.
So it's not like a college football poll weekly where you rank them 1, 2, 3, and then the next week it might change.
I think of it that way. Yeah.
Okay.
It can change.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
With the temperature and the climate and what's going on at school and what subjects we're doing well at, what season we're in. Mm-hmm. It definitely changes.
Okay.
But over the long haul, they all even out to be one.
Okay.
Does your dad as a grandparent say, yep, you're dealing with everything I dealt with now, son?
Yeah, exactly. They like that because they get to check out whenever they want to. They're like, hey, they're yours. You were the same way. They get it honest.
We never asked you, how is your body after playing at this level of football? Do you have anything that...
Nags?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two shoulders, man. I had surgery on my shoulders as a player, and I wake up a lot of times at night with them just numb. Like, I can't feel my arm, and I'm like, oh, I got to roll over. I got to move it. It's just, you know, nagging injuries. I think they're just sports injuries that stuck with me for a long time. But I'm lucky. I got knees, good shape, ankles, all those things are pretty good. But I got some bum shoulders that tend to fall out on me a little bit.
Will there be anything down the road to you?
I don't think so, because everybody tells me at this point it's worse to go do that. The recovery's a pain in the butt. They slip in and out and stuff like that. But it's just old injuries.
You know, we talked about your dad being a coach. Is he amazed by what he sees right now? Just in the 9 years you've been the head coach of Georgia, NIL and conference realignment and expanded playoffs. I mean, it's been nuts.
I don't think he worries about it. He worries about his golf league. He's
good for him.
He's North Georgia. He's got a GAMS group, and they got over 100-something golfers. And every second he's doing some update on the spreadsheet of people's handicaps and dealing with ornery golfers who were pissed off somebody didn't putt out. So, I mean, he's like, you know what? He doesn't even talk about the college sports.
How much does it piss your father off if somebody lies about their handicap in one of these?
Well, they can't because they got to turn scores in.
Okay.
So it's one of those. They have a league, and the league is sort of continuum. So you might get away with it once, but it's going to even out over time because you're playing in matches. So it's not one of these roll-up country club events where you know, say, hey, I'm 15 and you play as a 5, and next thing you know, you beat everybody. His is very organized.
So let me switch it on to you. In the 9 years that you've been doing this as a head coach, how about everything that Nick just mentioned?
Yeah, very much changed.
Yeah.
Changed a lot in a short period of time. I mean, as short as 3 years ago, we had really hardly any kids, you know, dealing with NIL. There was portal, but there wasn't a combination of both, and it's changed really fast. I mean, it's just like rapid pace fast, because now almost every kid's on some form of NIL. I mean, you got less walk-ons because kids are coming to school on NIL, and it's wild.
Are there still brakes on the truck? Like, can we slow it down if it needs to be slowed down?
I don't know. I think that's going to take a collective effort and maybe some form of revenue share, some form of making sure it's a little more equity. If there's a little more equity, I think it would be better. Meaning, you know, across the board, this class, that mm-hmm. class, that class. You know, something maybe tied to graduation, I think is important. I just still think graduation's important. Like, get your degree, because my biggest fear is we're going to look back on this thing from 10 years from now, or maybe 7 years, it'll be 10 years because it's been going on for three, and we'll look back and say, what did these kids achieve that didn't make it in the NFL? Did we do them a favor, or did we do them a disservice? Because when we look back on it, and maybe they don't have their degree, they changed schools three times, they changed schools two times, they made a little money while they were here, but in the long run, are they better off? I don't know if they are. That's the part I hate.
I just look back to when I was 19, 20, 21. I could not imagine having a Lamborghini and having money like this. There's just, you have to have a solid base, because if you don't, like you said, big picture, are we doing them favors?
And I don't know that it's the Lamborghini conversation, because those are outliers. I mean, that's extreme. But that's also a guy that it possibly could have been a first-round pick this year. Okay, we're talking about that's less than 1% of the 1%. Let's talk about just the average kid who's getting, you know, probably triple, quadruple the money that the student athlete 4 years, take Jordan Davis and Devontae White, mm-hmm. never got a penny a month, never got anything. They played 4 years. They were hungry the whole time, and they achieved pretty good success. Now, they're outliers because they were first-round picks, but they didn't say they needed X amount to survive a month, and I think right now, you know, every kid is realizing what it costs to be in the real world, because they all want apartments. They all want cars. They want to live alone in an apartment. I thought in college you live with somebody, you know, and now it's not that way. It makes it tougher.
Do you know what the record is? Like 8 seconds on a bull is what you have to do. You have to ride a bull for 8 seconds. Do you know what the record is for somebody putting their hand out like this, like they want you to put something in it? Like, can you visualize how quickly that's happened? And is it world record time at this point now?
I wouldn't say it's world record time. I think there's this misnomer that that's all kids come in and ask about. It's like, okay, well, the only thing that matters is NIL. And the kid puts his hand out and says, what can you get? I'll be honest with you, that's not really the case. I mean, most kids come in and say, I want to be developed. We're not making it about that. That is going to be a factor, but it's not going to be the number one factor. So if it's number one factor for a kid, I don't want them. I don't want them, because they're not going to make it here if it's the number one factor. It can be a factor, but it doesn't need to be number one factor. So it's not everybody doing that. I think the portal has increased that for your roster, because everybody's looking to say, how can I get more? How can I get more? Do I have to leverage myself to go somewhere else to get more? And I don't necessarily think that's a good thing either for anybody, because it hurts the development of a player.
Do you like the idea? I was going to say it's above board as opposed to the $50 handshake, the uncle who needed four tires. Do you like this at least better than that, having to do it in an alleyway?
Do it in the alleyway, I guess. I like this better.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the players are. I'm happy that we got kids that their parents are able to travel to games and make it easier on them. I'm much happier that I just wish it was a little more equitable. And it's hard because, you know, NIL was built to be around what your name, image, and likeness draws. A lot of these kids are not getting it based on name, image, likeness. It's not what they're getting. They're getting it pay for play. It's what it's become. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. What I'm saying is a bad thing. Things when it's really inequitable and it's not fair to everybody, that some get more than others.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community, because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Kirby Smart is here with us, not focusing on this past weekend. You already addressed that. But big picture, when you talk about the fast cars and you talk about the tickets and the driving and everything else, could you have done anything more than you've done already? I mean, Ernest Green said it. We've had police officers come in. They've talked to us. It's on us now to understand.
Well, that's been a problem long before NIL. Look, There's been, I had speeding tickets when I was in college. We've had issues before with that. Every school's had issues before with that. You educate your players. You make sure they understand exactly what risk they're taking. And we try to put a lot of peer pressure on them among each other, that it's the responsibility of their teammates to watch after each guy, too. But at the end of the day, you make mistakes, there's consequences. That's true in life. That's true in football. That's true all the way up. And the older you are, usually the more extreme those consequences are. So we have to do a much better job educating our guys. And with NIL, I'm not ready to say that's the reason. I think we have more drivers because of NIL, and so that puts us at a greater risk. But there's no excuse for drinking and driving ever.
Logistically, is it possible to say no one's driving for a semester? We have an Uber account for the football department. If you need to go anywhere, you can use that. Is that something that could ever be done?
Well, first of all, I don't know that that solves the problem. I think you should Uber anytime if you have drinking and driving involved. But not Ubering or nobody drives, that's not an answer to the problem because, I mean, part of being a college student and being of age to drive is to drive. Don't drink and drive, and don't speed. But driving is not in and of itself the issue. We've spent more time now. I think we've had seven or eight players go through a driver's ed course here who came to school at 18 years old, but we got 21-year-olds that don't have a driver's license. They don't even have a driver's license. You know, like, no, they've never gotten one because they grew up doing Uber. So all you end up doing is pushing off what's inevitable. We like to say we're going to prepare you for the real world. We want to prepare you to be an NFL player or a contributor to society. You need to be able to drive to do that. And for the first time, I have two 16-year-olds at home that just went through driving courses. I met somebody that's doing the driver courses. I'm like, this is great. Why can't we get more of our players this? And so they have to go and teach and take 3 2-hour sessions to be able to drive just because we tell them they have to. It's not a law. We do it because we think it makes you a better driver because it scares me seeing some of our kids try to drive that have never driven.
So I'm assuming you have Life 360 on your phone or some form of that. Mm-hmm. Can I ask, as a parent, how do you handle anxiety? We both have kids. I have 20 and 18-year-old daughters who drove. They drive now to other college campuses on the weekend to go visit friends. How are you from an anxiety? Because you have 85-plus. Then you have your home.
Yeah.
Where's your level of anxiety about all this
stuff? The driving thing's been a new deal for me. It's so scary having two 16-year-olds because I had to ride in the car with them as they learned to drive when they were 15. So every time they go drive, I'm anxious. To be brutally honest, my wife handles most of that, and I have Life 360 on my phone, but I'm so busy worried about the job I have here, I'm probably not tracking them as well as she is. So I don't see it. I see it maybe when I'm going to bed or they're coming in on a Friday or Saturday night at 10:30 or 11. I'm looking to check where they are and what they're doing, but I'm a lot more worried about my players than I am my two drivers because my wife's looking over that.
The concept of is your job, you've never complained about the difficulty of your job. There are things that make it difficult at times. Is your job easier than ever before in some senses, harder in others? Like, what's happened in 9 years? Is there any relief where you feel, oh, I have this part of it down? Or can you not think that way as a coach at all?
No, being the head coach and dealing with some issues and dealing with a lot of things that are pertinent to a head coach are much easier the more you do them.
Okay.
But the college football landscape and the world we're in, the climate we're in, is extremely much more difficult. And I don't say that from complaining. It's just that is the truth. It is much more difficult to navigate, to retain a roster, to develop a roster, to keep a staff. There's just more turnover, to fundraise, you know, to have an opportunity to raise for your facilities, but raise for your NIL. I mean, it's not even a CEO anymore. It's a job that one person can't really do.
And speaking of fundraisers, we're overlooking the House of Pain. There's a big fundraiser coming up here right inside the House of Pain, right?
Sure is. Going to be our gala April 6th.
That's right.
On a Saturday night. And we do a phenomenal job to get access, to enjoy, to have a good time. I mean, it's incredible the event that we put this room you're sitting in now. We have players come sit with folks, get to mingle with them. We got our players helping to make sure people park the right area. We want to make it as short as possible to walk up here and put on a great event. It's the one time all year that we get a chance to give something back to Classic City Collective, and we need our fans to support that. You know, it's gotten to be an arms race, not on facilities, it's an arms race on collectives. And if you don't do a good job in this area, then you won't have access to be able to get players to come here.
Yeah, like Coach said, April the 6th right here at the Payne Indoor Football Facility. Jeff Foxworthy is going to be hosting. All the players and coaches are going to be there. Former players going to make special appearances as well, VIP tables, live silent auction, ClassicCityCollective.com. And all attendees are invited to attend practice earlier that same day. Not offer any pointers, but attend practice.
Absolutely. We can give some pointers.
What if you see a media person? They've paid to go to the gala, and all of a sudden they're on the side. Oh, okay, that's okay.
They can pay double. They can put it in there.
Our money's
some
green.
Of them triple.
So when it comes to Nick Saban, Jay Wright, other coaches have talked about it, Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, have said this version of NIL and everything else, portals, is not necessarily for me. I've done it my way. I'm at a point now financially. I'm at a point emotionally where I can walk away. Do you understand that feeling where there is a point for everybody to just say, okay, this isn't really what it used to be, and it's not really what I think I signed up for?
Yeah, I keep having a problem with this, because if you answer that question one way, it sounds like you don't want the players to be rewarded and get compensated and paid. Every one of those men would tell you they're completely comfortable with players making NIL.
And they have, by the way. They all have.
They all have. Be clear about that, because that's a stance that's sometimes portrayed as, oh, you don't want any for the players, you want to keep it all for yourself. No, I could care less. I never got in this business for money anyway. If I wanted to go into making money, I'd go do something in the business world. This was about changing people's lives and developing toughness and making you more successful life after football or basketball, whatever your sport is. I think that's much harder to do now, and I think we're not going to see the true picture until we look back 5-10 years from now and say, did we actually help them, set them up for more success? And I think that's what their point is. It's harder to have somebody be more successful in life if they have it easier while they're in college, or not even easier, financially out of whack. And we've got some people that are financially out of whack. I mean, it's just the numbers are skewed between maybe one kid and another kid, and that makes it tough. There's no cap there.
Well, Coach, we know you got to run. We appreciate you coming by. Thanks again for having us here in Athens. Looking forward to the gala. ClassicCityCollective.com if you want to be a part of it. April the 6th right here at the Payne Indoor Practice Facility. Always good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Appreciate it. Go Dawgs.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community, because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.